The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton. Kevin Locke is a Lakota and Anishinaabe storyteller, recording artist, educator, and flute player. He is most known for his hoop dance. Locke told his story to Madison Mullen of StoryCorps. The Oral History Project is now recording in Bismarck. In this excerpt, we hear how he learned the dance from Arlo Goodbear.
He told me, brother, he says, this hoop dance that I have, he says, I'm going to give this dance to you. I'm going to give you four lessons on this dance. One lesson now, and I'll give you the rest later. He says, through this dance, you'll be able to meet many people, see many places, many different places. You're going to receive abundant blessings. So many blessings are going to come to you. Just right out of the blue, he just got up, did a few designs. That whole lesson probably lasted maybe all of 10 minutes at the most. A week or 2 weeks after that, he was in an accident and died. I had several very vivid dreams. I saw him laying in this casket, where he was dressed so beautifully, you know, the way they had prepared his body. Then all of a sudden, his eyes opened up. He took off right out of that casket, turned, and he really smiled. Took off, went right up into the sun, where I'd see him dancing. Basically an audio experience, sensory experience. And I heard a beautiful song, really beautiful song. And as that song began to kind of pick up in tempo and in volume and intensity, then a little bit of light came right in the middle there, and I could see he was dancing there. As he began to do that, then the light began to come out. People were gathered all around, but they were very downcast, downtrodden, dispirited, so burdened with life, you know, horrible condition, sadness and brokenheartedness. And then as he began to pick up more hoops and he began to create designs portrayed like springtime, this radiance began to become manifest upon the people in their countenance and their beings, efflorescence, blossoming, like all these latent talents, fleet-footedness and endurance, and these things began to slowly appear, and I could see this, you see. Maybe he'd make designs of birds like eagles that could soar, kind of representing the ascendant nature of the human spirit. He'd make designs of mountains, you know, representing like the majesty and our birthright of being put into this world to manifest noble qualities, you know. But the springtime that he was portraying was a springtime that autumn can never overtake, when the collective spirit of humankind begins to blossom. And this is what I saw. And then the dreams ceased. I kind of flashed in my mind what he had told me, that he said he was going to give me four lessons. I thought he was going to give me like practical, you do this and this and this, but that was totally not what I got. What I got was a vision of what it represents. It's a prayer that we could be restored into the real world. I met this man maybe 40, 50 years ago. So I went to see him, and he's one of the old school hoop dancers from South Dakota, Leonard Crow Dog. So I asked him about this dance. I says, Le changalish ko wa chikile, e hani oyate, hanke haoyate, tuktetan he chupi, na niecha, toon spenichiap. I said, this dance that we have, this hoop dance, the people of old times, where did they receive this? This dance, he said, it doesn't come from this world right here. This world, this shadow world that we are experiencing now, this dark place that we live in right now. He says, this dance comes from out there. It comes from that world of light, the world of beauty, the world that never fades, he says, the same place that we all come from. He says, even adults forget. They attach themselves to this world, this dark place that we live in. They think this has permanence. You know, every time I do this dance, I think people from the, I'll just say dominant culture. You know, they would say we're colonized here in our own land. You know, we were taken over, invaded by aliens. Everybody is illegal on stolen land, right? Anyway, so when people do this dance, they always put it in the category of entertainment. Because you see, in the dominant culture, the arts are relegated, kind of use the arts. They use music and everything to escape their reality. We use the arts to do the opposite, to connect with reality, to connect with that which is good, to remove the barriers, artificial barriers that we perceive might block us out from our ancestral heritage. The barriers we see between ourselves and maybe like the natural environment there, that's gone. The barriers we see between ourselves interpersonally, that all disappears, you see, through the arts. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The hoop is the world's most universal, world's most ubiquitous archetype. So for all peoples on the planet, it represents everything good, everything holy, everything with continuity, everything with order, harmony, balance, everything that's unified, everything real, see? There's no corner, there's no dark place to get left out, no place to hide, no back row, second, third row, it's all front row seats, you see? You're allowing those ancestral voices to speak. This doesn't belong to me. It's a universal expression, connects that universal reality, the world of light, and it brings us into that world of light. I couldn't possibly care less about conveying a culture-specific or tribal-specific message. Only thing I want to do is just to reinforce who we are as human beings, you know, those things that connect all of us. That's it.
Locke has shared his hoop dance with people in 96 countries. The interview was recorded at the StoryCorps mobile booth at the Heritage Center in Bismarck. StoryCorps is a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Prairie Public. Our thanks to Basin Electric Power Cooperative of Bismarck for helping sponsor the StoryCorps visit to North Dakota. StoryCorps is in Bismarck until July 27th, and you can reserve your spot in the StoryCorps booth at prairiepublic.org.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.